Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of this group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
The Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't twist.
Councilman Louis Velez, 5th Ward, cleaning it up, painting it up, sweeping it up. Good to see you there, Councilman, doing a great job, my brother. Lady Foot, what's up, Lady? Lady Plenty, I'll see you later on after the show. Welcome, Tuffy Ali, Lamont Gates. Yo, what's good, what's good? What's up, everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show. Y'all got me all discombobulated. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, Lamont Gates, Tuffy Ali, Councilman Velez, Lenny, Dave Ullman. Everybody's just crashing the boards tonight like the Golden State Warriors are going to be crashing the board tonight. Golden State. I know you're a lot of you Toronto fans. They're not even from America. Well, what is up with that? Traitors. All of you Toronto fans are traitors to the government, just like Donald Trump is. I'll get to that a little bit later on. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Oh, man, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and I just can't do it. I can't take it. I just can't take it, everybody. I mean, there's so much going on. It's just getting utterly, totally ridiculous. We got our president. We got the president of the United States admitting that if a foreign government came to him and said they had some dirt on Joe Biden or Cory Booker or whatever case may be, that he would listen to it and he wouldn't call the FBI. I mean, it's just, I just can't, I can't do it. Sarah Sanders is tired of like, Councilman Velez, you anytime, Councilman, we'll set it up. We'll do it. It's going to be in Clifton. Let me just divert a little bit. Councilman Louis Velez, it will be in Clifton. In the studio. It won't be here. It'll be in the Clifton Studio, Lakeview Avenue. I'll contact you. We'll talk more about it. Okay, so I read a lot of news, unlike most people. I read a lot of news, and I just can't. I just can't. All right, back in better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Kemper McDowell. I'm not even sure who that is, but welcome. Well, you know, thanks everybody for joining me. It's so glad to be back with you all. If it's Thursday, it's the Ron Kelly Show. All right, people are always trying to play. I'll contact you, Councilman Velez. I'll call your office downtown in Patterson, and we'll hook things up. Be glad to have you on. Okay, so people are always trying to play on words, right? Trying to make things sound better than what they really are. Like people, like mostly women, not to be kicking the women's backs in. But they, you know, they call themselves thick or big bone to make themselves sound better because it sounds better than fat. I mean, what the hell is big bone anyway? But you remember when they used to sell cars? They used to sell used cars, you know. Now they say pre-owned. Like, the car is not really used. Shout out to Alan Chambers, my number one fan. Thank you, sister. So we used to say used cars. Now we say there's no people always trying to play on words to make things sound better. First we said used cars. Now we say pre-owned to make it sound better. Certified pre-owned to make it sound even better. So certain people don't say used cars anymore. They say pre-owned. And look at, you know, made in China and that kind of stuff. We came bad at one time. So now they say globally sourced. Globally sourced means made in Mexico. That's what that means. But, you know, just like we play on words, you know, corporate America plays on words, too, to make things sound better than what they really are. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Everybody, it's Ron Kelly Show every Thursday, 7 p.m., right here on blogtalkradio.com, Facebook Live, and you can go to Blog Talk Radio. I mean, if you don't have access to Facebook Live, you want to see my handsome face, or you're unable to see my handsome face, you can go on Facebook Live. Not Facebook Live. You can go on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. And you can listen to me if you can't see me. Shout out to Tara Myers. Tara, Tara, bad girl, haven't heard from you. Tara Myers have not heard from you. See, that's the problem with us. We big starters and poor finishers. Have not heard from you, Tara Myers. Bad. Not good at all. Okay. So we play on words to make things sound better than what they really are. But down in the lower echelon of America, like most of us are, you know, not many of us are wealthy. We just say used. We don't really care. As long as the car works, as long as the car runs, I can go with used. You know, you don't have to say pre-owned or certified pre-owned. But that's most shout out to Michael Mazak, my brother from MA, Massachusetts. What's up, brother? But you don't have to say, you know, I'm just cool with used because I know the car's been used or whatever it has been used. So I'm good with that. Just it's used. But, you know, like some of the higher end vehicles like Mercedes-Benz and BMW and some of those folks, you know, like to say pre-owned because it sounds better because, you know, rich folks don't want to buy no used car. So it sounds better if you say pre-owned. Tara, call me. Tara Myers, rkellytalk@aol.com. rkellytalk@aol.com. That way I'll be sure to get it. That's my email. That's my personal email address, not even for radio show. rkellytalk@aol.com. Call me there. Send me your information there, and we'll put our thing together. All right, everybody. It's just a couple minutes past the hour. You're listening to, watching, perusing the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. So Sarah Sanders is leaving. She's tired of lying. And as promised, you know, Trump admits collusion practically. I'll get to some of that stuff. And as promised, the CP5 documentary, Ava DuVernay, the documentary about Central Park 5 and what's happened to Linda Fairstein and all the other folks who worked on that case. We'll get to all of that as well. But folks, before that, I have a screenplay. Right. I have a screenplay. Yeah, I write a little bit. I have a screenplay. And of a movie that I'm thinking about. You know, submitting to Hollywood. I mean, because, hey, you know, what the heck? So, picture this. Now, bear with me, folks. Bear with me. Now, this is something great. So, there are the people, right? The folks, the black folks. This is more science fiction than racism. But the black folks who are getting the people who are disappearing. People are disappearing. You know, there's a black market for everything. There's a black market for everything. People are still getting sold. You know, slavery is far from over. People are still getting sold. Wealthy folks are purchasing people straight up, right up. And there's a black market for body parts as well. Okay. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is just something I was thinking about. There's a market for body parts as well. Lungs, hearts, livers, kidneys. All those, they go for, and it's illegal to sell your kidney or whatever, but it's big money if you could sell it. So there's a black market. In my movie, it's a black market for body parts. Okay, and now, so the people who are getting killed, like black folks and homeless people, they're getting killed. It's like nobody really cares. I mean, somebody does, but you know what I mean. You get it, because some folks get more attention than others. So the premise of my movie is that these folks who are dying either by at the hands of law enforcement or some other way, the body parts are being harvested. Let me tell you what made me think that. The story of the Army veteran who traveled to Pennsylvania. Now, this happened last year. And all y'all talking about, oh, I'm mad because, you know, Ava DuVernay, I'm mad about, you know, you got a lot more to be mad about than Ava DuVernay. So maybe I'm going to switch to the other camera after the break. So an Army veteran travels to Pennsylvania to last year to resolve an outstanding DUI warrant. And he dies in police custody. Now, afterwards, his vital organs, now this is what made me think about my movie. Afterwards, his vital organs were removed during an autopsy, which concluded he'd been physically restrained and died from methamphetamine toxicity. Now, 14 months after his death, the family of Everett Palmer Jr., this black man, Army veteran, and they still don't know why he died or how he died. Now, this is 14 months ago, and he died in police custody. Now, the mother says the most frustrating part is my son being murdered and not having any answers. This is Rose Palmer, Everett's mother. She said during a press conference just a couple days ago in New York. Now, since April 9th, she's not had a good night's sleep. Now, this man was killed by the police in York County on April 9th. She has had a good sleep, and she thinks about her son all the time in the possible scenarios. She says it's torture, which it probably is. I'm quite sure it is. Now, this man, shout out to Susan Kirkland. Hey, Susan, how you doing, my sister? So this brother, the Army veteran, paratrooper, went voluntarily to Pennsylvania to resolve an outstanding DUI warrant, and he wound up dying in police custody. Now, this brother, Everett Palmer Jr., was born and raised in Queens. Now, this cat, now, here's a picture of this brother. Here's a picture of this cat. Now, do he look like a meth addict? Meth addicts look like, did you see him laying around in Patterson or New York or someplace? This is what the brother looks like, you know. And they claim that he was a meth addict and he was banging his head against the wall. I mean, just the most outrageous lies they just keep getting away with over and over and over again. And we let them. We let them. So some of y'all talking about, oh, I'm mad because of C-35. That happened 30 years ago. This stuff is happening today. This happened last year. This man, Everett Palmer Jr., went to Pennsylvania, voluntarily went to Pennsylvania to clear up a DUI situation, went voluntary. Why? He should have just stayed in the should have just stayed in whatever. So he goes to Pennsylvania to resolve an outstanding DUI warrant and died in police custody. Now, you really believe somebody was on methamphetamine would have the thought to, oh my God. And y'all, that's right, y'all are talking about being upset about Ava DuVernay, Central Park 5 case, which I will get to later on in this hour. And now y'all talking about being mad at that. We got plenty to be mad at. We have plenty to be mad at. This man, 41 years old, father of two, went to Pennsylvania on April 7th of 2018 to resolve an outstanding DUI warrant. So there was a warrant out for him 2 years ago. That's been out for 2 years, and he went to Pennsylvania to get it straightened out. They say he was booked and put into a single cell at York County Prison. On April 9, 2018, he was pronounced dead at 5:45 a.m. That's when nothing happened. Nothing good happens after midnight. And he was pronounced dead at 5:45 a.m., according to the York County Coroner's Office. Now, to be a mother, and for this to happen to your son, or father, brother, sister, I mean, this is like the most outrageous nonsense. Everett Palmer Jr., Army veteran, dies while in police custody. Now, the attorney for the family of Everett Palmer says that the information they're receiving is piecemeal, and it tells us Everett Palmer was tased, he was restrained, and it tells us there were outside factors, other persons involved in causing his death. According to the autopsy, now check this out, according to the autopsy results released by the York County Coroner's Office, in July of 2018, Palmer's manner of death is still undetermined. Now, this was a year ago. This is a whole year ago. You mean to tell me after a year, you still can't figure out why this man is dead? I mean, come on. His family told CBS New York they're consistently asking local authorities for updates over a year without much progress. Now, Palmer's family, now get this. Palmer's family said that his brain, heart, and throat where we moved. But why would you? I'm just. I can't do it. The brain, the heart, and the throat. Now, this is like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Some of y'all remember that from way back when? Invasion of the Body Snatchers. This is the premise for my screenplay. Palmer's family said his brain, heart, and throat were removed during an autopsy and never returned. The coroner said that is normal procedure. It's normal procedure to take out somebody's brain? Really? The throat, the heart, that's normal procedure? That ain't no damn normal procedure. I mean, this is the stuff that y'all should be, I mean, people should be like going crazy about right now. Now you want to get mad about the seat Central Park 5. I mean, I met Yusuf Salam. I don't know him personally, but I had met him when I hosted Sidebar, when I hosted the Malik Williams Memorial. Malik Williams is a young man that was killed by Garfield, New Jersey, and Bergen County sheriff's officers in a garage and couldn't get away, couldn't move, and they killed him. So, shout out to Carla. Hey, Carla, mean old Carla. That's what I call her. Mean Carla. How you doing, sister? Anyway, so the family, the brain, the heart, and the throat were removed. Now, why the F would you remove a brain, a heart, and a throat? I mean, for what possible reason would you have to remove this man's brain, heart, and throat? Now, there was no pre or post notification. They were removing, or now they didn't even tell. Now, check this out. Mark Walters, who's a York County Public Information Officer, disputes the accident to family and their attorney. They were removed, but they're not missing. This is part of the process. We know exactly where they are. This is part of the death investigation, the standard procedure. York County Coroner Pamela Gay told CBS News, organs are not returned sometimes with the body. It goes on every day in the country as evidence collection, because the individual, the body, cannot speak for themselves anymore. While it's graphic and sometimes very creepy, really, it is very much an ordinary process in trying to bring justice to I can't. I got to flip from this story because this is just the most outrageous nonsense. It's Arthur Lon Gates, who says it's normal, actually, did the same to JFK, Michael Jackson, and many, many others during autopsy. I bet you those things are in a glass case in somebody's house. JFK's body parts and Michael Jackson's body parts. Come on, Lamont. Anyway, shout out to Lamont Gates, who's a regular listener, to very impressed by Lamont Gates, who hosted his own show called Real Social Talk and on Blog Talk, I believe it was. So very impressed. Honored to have Lamont Gates as a listener to the Ron Kelly Show, because I don't normally listen to other people's radio shows either. Anyway, so I don't see how that can be normal. I mean, you know. You see, but this is the problem. Like Sandra Bland, for example. Sandra Bland goes to jail and dies. There's a lot of people who go to jail and die. I mean, I remember watching an episode of Law and Order one time where a man's kidneys, I mean, they didn't kill a man, but they removed his kidneys. He was a very rich man who had a daughter who was dying and needed a kidney. So he paid these doctors to go out and, you know, and they searched the records of people who went to the doctor all over the city of New York, and they found someone who matched his daughter's DNA or whatever, and they found a man, grabbed him, mugged him for his kidney, took the kidney out of him, sewed him back up, everything, you know. Very, you know, did the surgery good. But there's a black market. Sandra Bland. What happened to Sandra Bland? There's plenty of people who go to jail and die. So what happens with the body parts of these people? What happens to the people who go to jail who don't have any relevant relatives? What happens to them? Do their body parts get taken too? And people are talking about they're mad about the Central Park 5. I mean, yeah, I was mad about it too. But we got plenty to be mad about. Plenty. Plenty. Take a break. Come right back with more. Put your love on a Thursday. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
And we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Somebody always calls me during the show. Every week somebody calls me. I mean, they don't know. They forget. So that just lets me know that they're not listening. That's what that is. They ain't listening. That's why they call the show. But they don't know what I'm doing when I'm actually doing the show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's 22 minutes or so past the hour of 7 o'clock. And if it's Thursday night, you know what time it is. Between 7 and 8, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. And it's on YouTube channel. I do have to tighten up my YouTube channel. I know y'all. But it's hard to do this radio thing and work too and, you know, and try to keep the roof over my head, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's, you know, this thing is serious. And it is hard. It's very hard to, it's hard to work and then try to pursue a career at the same time. It's hard. Anyway, everybody, it's a couple 20 minutes or so past the hour of 7 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so Cuba Gooding Jr. I mean, you never heard nothing about Cuba Gooding Jr. His whole career, you never heard anything about him. So now, this woman comes up and says that he touched this. He just can't touch women no more. You just can't. You know, you just can't. You can't just... Don't even say good morning, you know, just walk past. you can't even talk to him or anything like that. And see, you think this happens only to rich? It doesn't really only happen to rich people. It happens to everybody, not just the rich. And it's called child support. So even brothers, so if you think you, so if you work at New Jersey Transit or Mondelez or someplace like that, if you work somewhere, you know, PATH or whatever, they can get you too, because there's no, hell had no fury as a woman scorned. And I know one who I wish I had met at all. Like that song, I wish I never met. Yeah, I wish I never met this one, for sure. For sure. I wish I could, if I could wind the clock back and change one thing, it would be that. All right, everybody, it's 24 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Mark Fowlis, who joined the program just now. Shout out to you, my brother. I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you. Glad you're partaking of my Thursday night nonsense here on the Ron Kelly Show. Man, I need to switch cameras. I have another camera over here. It's got a much better angle on me. Maybe I'll switch to that after the next break. But yes, Cuba Gooding Jr. See, it's men, we just can't, you know, in peace be upon Everett Palmer III, I should say, and his family. And hopefully, let me just walk back to that for a second. Hopefully, they'll find, get some peace with his brother who went to Pennsylvania, York County, voluntarily because he knew he had a warrant. He goes there. York County, they put him in a cell. Next thing you know, he's dead. And then they do the autopsy on him, and they say they don't have to, you know, you don't, they, you have no rights once a person dies. So they do the autopsy on him, and they find, and they take, they remove his brain, I mean, they remove his brain, his heart, and his throat. I mean, now, come on. What the hell you need with those? You trying to find out why the man died. Do you need to take his brain out of his head in order to? I mean, the mother must be beside herself with grief that her son died. And then to come to find out that the York County harvested the body parts. And see, and this is what's happening to black folks all across America, the homeless. And white folks, too, I would imagine, the homeless, those who won't have any diseases or not sick, their body parts get harvested and sold on the open market to the fabulously wealthy, because money, look at what happened with Steve Jobs, worth $8 billion, and he died anyway from pancreatic cancer. Money can't solve everything, but it can buy you some body parts. Anyway, it's 25 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Okay, so I'm like getting brain freeze. So, Central Park 5. I know I promised that I would try to talk about that, Central Park 5. The case of Central Park 5, and Linda Fairstein, who was the prosecutor, one of the main prosecutors in the case, who's now looking for a job for herself, and maybe even disbarred for her role in the Central Park 5 case. She's been dropped by her agent. By the literary agency, she's been dropped. She's been dropped by her publisher. She's just getting dropped all over the place. And you see, she's suffering R. Kelly syndrome. You know, she's suffering R. Kelly syndrome. On Tuesday, the news came that her literary agent, ICM Partners, decided to wash his hands of her, former New York City prosecutor turned crime novelist turned whatever. Now, they confirmed the news that ICM Partners represented the best-selling author who created a multi-million dollar empire for the notoriety she gained after convicting five innocent black and brown children of rape she knew they didn't commit for years. The walls of her castle have come crumbling down since the release of the Ava DuVernay directed When They See Us, in which new light has been cast on our criminal justice system and how it provides prosecutors like Fairstein with the conduit to destroy innocent lives. Now, since dismissing the Netflix miniseries as a basket of lies, the 72-year-old has been racking up losses. Her book publisher, Dutton, booted her. She's been forced to vacate both the boards of Safe Horizon and Vassar College, which is a very highfalutin college. And a petition has surfaced that the folks are demanding that retailers drop her books from their stores and shelves. Raymond Santana, who's one of the exonerees, says even if it's 30 years later, which it is, she has to pay for her crime. So it looks like the chickens have come home to roost. Now, she's suffering from R. Kelly syndrome. See, this is the same thing. Oh, the live video stopped. Okay. Let's see. Okay. All right, the live video. Okay, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I always had these problems with Facebook Live. I don't know. Maybe they cut me off. I'm not sure what it is. Anyway, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. So I was talking about, let me see if I can get the live feedback on to regular. Okay. Okay, that's a recording. Okay. Yeah, I always have these little problems with. Okay. All right. So, for those of you who can still hear me, because I logged on to another camera angle, and so she's having all kinds of problems. Linda Fairstein, she is suffering from R. Kelly syndrome, where, you know, what happened with R. Kelly, where the R. Kelly, which I never saw. I refuse to even watch it. the R. Kelly. Not that I'm a big supporter of R. Kelly or anything like that, but I just, you know, okay. All right. Okay. All right. I should have went over to this guy's place because, man, I don't know. Facebook always gives me trouble. I don't know if it's what I'm talking about. Did they shut me off? Is what I'm talking about? Because I know I hear people talking about being shut off of Facebook for saying certain things. I hear certain people somewhere I will not mention who claim that Facebook is bumping them off because of some of the stuff that they're saying. And I'm like, well, you know, when you look at what they're saying, it is really not that important, but I guess it's important to them. Anyway, we're 40 seconds in. We had a Facebook bump already. And I don't know if now, I can't say Facebook knocked me off or it was bad connection or whatever the case may be. But shout out to Maureen Mohaden. Shout out to Maureen Mohaden. Shout out to you, my sister. So I don't know if Facebook is knocking me off the air because of what I'm saying. Shout out to Tuffy Ali. I don't know if Facebook is knocking me off the air because of what I'm saying. Because I was on the air and then boom, I'm off the air. And Facebook kind of just bumped me off the air, so I'm not even sure what's going on anyway. But thank everybody who decided to cross the tracks and come join me back over here on back on the feed. It's about a minute and 23 seconds in. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. And, yeah, I know I got to tighten up my YouTube channel, y'all. I know it's a mess. I got to tighten it up. I will get to it. Okay, so everybody's upset about the Central Park 5 case, Linda Fairstein, and everybody's good for her. She lost her agency, but is losing her agent going to do, what is that going to do for us? Squat. No. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, who is the fiance of the all world Lamont Gates. So what is Linda Fairstein losing, being disbarred, or losing her publisher, losing her literary agent. What is that going to do for racism in America? Is it about payback? You know what I mean? And I'm not saying nothing should happen to her. This is 30 years ago. So she's built a very nice life after this thing. She built a very nice life. She's a well-known New York Times number one best-selling author, fictional books, probably about most of the cases she rigged. She's a multi-millionaire. She's doing very well. So she stepped down from a couple of boards. So she lost her. I mean, she's made her money. So what is things happening to her? Is that going to make things better for us? No, it's not. It's not. Is it about revenge? You know, because, you know, if people are saying that they're mad, they looked at the Ava DuVernay, who's a very, you know, up and coming black director, female at that. And people are saying that. Oh boy. Okay, so the camera is just not being nice to me today. See, the camera is not cooperating with me today, people. For some reason, I don't know if they're kicking me off the air or what. I don't know. What they're doing. Yeah, I don't know if Facebook is kicking me off the air. I'm on the air right now, but I don't know if they're kicking me off because of what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe I owe money or something. I owe everybody money. Anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Stephanie Freitas, who switched over to join me. So, you know, I'm talking about the Central Park Five situation. It was after 30 years ago. You don't need the Central Park Five. And I met Yusuf Salam, you know, good brother. I met him, as I said earlier. I hosted the memorial for Malik Williams, 19-year-old young man who was murdered by the Garfield, New Jersey police and the Bergen County Sheriff's Department. He was murdered by them. And on the anniversary of his death, his mom asked me to, she asked me to host his memorial service, which I was honored to do. So I didn't do an Al Sharpton on it. You know, I did it for free. Anyway, so I met the brother. He seems, you know, like a decent dude. I met quite a few people there. Shout out to Romali Graham, the mother of Romali Graham, who Constance Malcolm, who was the mother of Romali Graham. Romali Graham was a young man who the New York City police woman ran into the house behind him and shot him in the bathroom. You see, so you hear people talking about they're angry about what happened with Central Park Five, and yeah, it was a tragedy. But how many times has that situation resurfaced over the years? How many murders? How many shootings? How many police shootings? How many people dying in bathrooms? I'm sorry, dying in jails, and no one knows, or did no one claims to know what happened? How many times? Sandra Bland, not this man, Everett Palmer Jr., and so many other people that we don't know about who go to jail and get killed, and nobody ever knows what, you know, whatever, what happened. The state, the county is saying that they have a right to take your body part. They have a right to take a brain because the body is dead and the family members don't have any say-so or any authority over the body. So they take the brain, they take the heart, and they take the throat. Now, those parts did not go in the garbage. They did not. I don't know if they do throat transplants. I never heard about that, but maybe, because there's a lot of things go down that we don't know about. So it's very possible. So anyway, there's a lot to be angry about, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot to be angry about that goes down in the black community, not just to see a Central Park Five. You know, this happened to 30, it was 30 years ago. 1980, I forget what year it was, but yeah, this is a long time ago. And I'm not saying that it's been sensationalized. I'm not saying that it was right. I'm not saying that we should forget, but I'm saying that this stuff happened a long time ago. This happened a long time ago. And how many, in the last 30 years, how many injustices? Eleanor Bumpers, you know, Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. I mean, so many people who have died at the hands of the police under certain circumstances, and so many times. So why is everybody all up in arms about Central Park Five when there's so many other things that have happened? And I'm not saying that Central Park Five situation is not relevant. It is relevant. I'm not saying it's not. But how many things that have happened since Central Park Five that we've just allowed to happen? How many things? You know, time after time, situation after situation, killing after killing, what happens? Absolutely nothing. But everybody's all bent out of shape over the Central Park Five. So there's many, you know, we'd be shapeless. Shout out to Mayor Keith Kazmark, who's watching the program. Shout out to you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be in touch at your office. I'd like to bring you on to talk about some things, what's going on up the hill. So I'll be in touch with your office, Mayor Kazmark, and we'll talk about some things. good things. Okay. Shout out to Lakeisha Mims, who's watching the program. You know, I don't know. Facebook has been bumping me off. I got shut off 3 times. I'm not talking about anything that's too controversial. You know, I try to keep it clean and stuff like that. Shout out to Councilman Luis Velez, who I will be bringing on the program. We'll be doing the show from Media Plate, New Jersey, 467 Lakeview Avenue, Clifton, New Jersey, where I usually do the program. But we'll go to Media Plate where we have guests and we'll be doing open forums. Shout out to Mayor Keith Kazmark of Woodland Park, I believe it is, Woodland Park, New Jersey. All right, everybody, it's just about 18 minutes before the hour. We'll take one last quick break. Just one. We'll come right back with more. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Where did this come from? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, 646-668-2838. Somebody just texted me and said, why don't you give the number out? 646-668. Too many crackpots be calling me. 646-668-2838. 646-668-2833 is the national phone number. You can call in right now. Talk to me. You're truly. Oh, it's still light. Oops. Everything's going wrong. It's still light outside. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Nothing is going right. My phone just fell on the floor. I'm getting kicked off the air by Facebook for some particular reason. It's 16 minutes before the hour. And it's just crazy. So Trump, you know, I don't usually talk about Trump, everybody. Let me move this around a little bit. I think I broke my phone. Anyway, I don't usually ordinarily talk about Trump, but this I have to mention. Now, Trump did and I don't usually talk about him because, I mean, what can you say about somebody who's just crazy as hell? But anyway. So Trump doing an interview with George Stephanopoulos, ABC News, Good Morning America, This Week with George Stephanopoulos, et cetera, et cetera. I think they just call it This Week now because there's been so many people hosting that program, they just call it This Week. It focuses on what happened this week. So Donald Trump goes on This Week, and he's talking with George Stephanopoulos. Let me see if I can, you know, I should have did this earlier. I was focusing on some other things. So Trump says to Stephanopoulos, asks Trump a question. And Trump responded, this ABC News interview, Trump responded by saying, that if somebody came to him and asked him, let's say somebody came to Trump, foreign Russia, China, whoever, came to Mr. Trump and said, we have information on your opponent. He said that he would take the information and he wouldn't call the FBI or the CIA. So you have an American president, the president of the United States of America, Republican, because they're all the kook fringe Republicans are out there all over the place, hiding in the bushes. And you have the president of the United States of America saying that he would accept information, damaging information, from a foreign power, whether it be an enemy or a friend, and he would not contact State Department or you know, FBI, CIA, NSA. Just the most. I mean, I've kind of gotten used to Trump's saying certain things, but it's he's a security risk now. I mean, you're just the worst. I just can't understand this man. You can't talk to see, what he did was he admitted to collusion, because that's collusion. If you agree to talk to somebody, if somebody says I've got damaging information, let's say somebody says I got damaging information on Biden, we have a film clip of him wearing a diaper or something, you know, once you agree, it's collusion. Once you agree, it's collusion. So up until that point, shout out to my daughter, Nicole Diggs. Love you, baby. Be careful out there. So once the president says, now prior to that, now let's say somebody comes up to him and he says, well, no, okay, that's not collusion. But if somebody offers him damaging information against his opponent and he listens, that is collusion. So he just admitted it this afternoon. He admitted it. I don't know if you heard me. Shout out to Nicole Diggs. Be careful out there, my baby girl. Be careful. Be careful. I'm watching you. That's my daughter right there. So she made me lose my train of thought too. So what happened was that's collusion. So Trump basically admits to collusion. Which is totally, I just don't believe it. And see, it's up to the Democrats, Kavanaugh being one of them. It's up to the Democrats, well, he's not a congressional Democrat, but he's a Democrat just the same. It's up to the Dems now to get things, you know, get things popping. Shout out to Wanda Woody Wilson. Good to see you, my sister. So it's up to the Democrats to get things popping now, because Trump, he practically admitted collusion. I mean, if you listen to the word, if a foreign power came to me and said they had information on my opponent, and then somebody's, hey Wanda, how you doing? Cowboys in the house. So, and then these Trump backers, oh, it's opposition research. Opposition research, really? Opposition research. To love you, Nicole. Opposition research to conspire. Shout out to Keith Hall, my buddy Keith Hall. Tuesday nights, it's University of the 80s, 9 to 11 Central, I believe it is. 9 to 11 Central. Keith, correct me if I'm wrong. 9 to 11 Central time. Keith Hall, University of the 80s, on my former network, the Fishbowl Radio Network. Shout out to Keith Hall doing his thing over there. Yeah, so he says if a foreign power came to him, and it probably doesn't matter who it is, if a foreign power came to him and said to him, we have information on your opponent, the minute you accept a meeting or you go to talk to these people, it's collusion. So the Democrats, you have a truckload of information. You got everything you need. You got everything you need. Let me see.
We begin tonight with the exclusive interview just before we came on the air tonight. President Trump with our George Stephanopoulos. President talking about the race for 2020 and those new polls getting a lot of attention that show several Democrats ahead of the president in head-to-head matchups. Joe Biden with the biggest lead over the president. Tonight, the president saying those polls are untrue and telling George he has a strong case to make to the American people on why he should be reelected. And George asking the president if the Russians, if China have dirt on his opponent this time around, would he entertain it or would he call the FBI? Let's get right to George live at the White House tonight where this interview just wrapped up. George, good evening.
David, good evening. It was an extraordinary 48 hours.
Now, I want to hear
the president of the United States.
I want you guys to hear.
In that president,
I want you guys to hear Trump say that he would accept information from a foreign power. I want you to hear this.
So limo, the beast, and in the Oval Office, where the president took on those polls he calls fake. As we walked into the Oval Office, President Trump had already tweeted about new polls showing him behind the Democrats. Clearly not happy.
Why does it bother you so much?
Because it's untrue. I like the truth. You know, I'm actually a very honest guy. If I thought they were correct, I wouldn't be complaining at all. I understand that. It's like...
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. I just can't, you know, I can't.
A topic he raised first and returned to again and again. As he spoke in the White House over on Capitol Hill, Donald Trump Jr. was arriving to testify again.
Are you going to testify?
Yeah, so in any way, I can't go through all of that stuff. But anyway, so Trump, so... Thank you, my daughter, Nicole Diggs. Great talk show. Love you. I love you too, Nicole. I do. I'll be watching you, girl. Be careful. I know you're traveling around now. Be careful. Shout out to Stanley Sumter. Stanley Sumter. I wonder if he's related to. Shout out to Lamont Gay. Shout out to everybody who crossed over to check me out at the Ron Kelly show. I wonder if Stanley is related to Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter. Possibility, I guess. Anyway. So we have the polls that just recently came out. And then Democrats... And Mayor Kaczmarek as well. Democrats should be pleased with the polls that have come out. A couple of candidates have, are ahead of Trump. Now we know, we know that it's not really all of that. I mean, there's going to be a million polls taken between now and the time the election actually happens. So we'll see. Sarah Sanders got tied to Lyon, Wanda Woody Wilson. Sarah Sanders got tired of lying and just decided she didn't want to be in the White House no more. It must have been a really tough job to have to come out and tell lies every day, 7 minutes, 7 minutes and 7.5 minutes before the hour, going to watch the Warriors come out to play tonight with the Toronto Raptors tonight, the Warriors and Raptors on ABC. Yeah, so Sarah Sanders has decided to leave the White House, so she's going to need somebody else to step in there and lie for her. You know, I guess it's a tough job. That's a really tough job. I would take the job if Trump offered it to me. I would take it, sure. Be the president's spokesperson. That would open up a lot of doors. I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't take it, because I would. Wanda Willie Wilson says that that's why Sarah Sanders... came to her senses. Yeah, well, you know, it was a job. You know, Sarah Sanders is going to run for governor of Arkansas. That's what's going to happen. Because she already dropped it, you know. Nobody leaves a job for nothing unless you're, you know, rich. And if you're rich already, what are you working for? So Sarah Sanders will run for the governor of Arkansas whenever that comes up against Asa Hutchinson, whoever the governor is. Right now, okay, about 6 minutes before the hour, you're listening to, watching, and apologize for the Facebook nonsense. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and on the YouTube channel, which we are going to tighten it up. We are going to type it up. Thank you to Tyrone Smith. Shout out to you, my brother. So I'm doing a great job. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tyrone. Yeah, So, okay, we've got a couple minutes left in the program, 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes. So, yeah, so this thing with Ava DuVernay and the Central Park Five, I mean, yes, it was wrong, it was dead wrong, but look how many things that have happened since then. Look how many things that have happened since then. Look how many things that have happened since then. How many people have gotten killed? Sandra Bland, you know, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on. Eric Garner, all these people have gotten killed over the last 30. So Eleanor Bumpers, the grandmama that got blown away, shotgun blast to the chest from New York City Police Department in her apartment years and years ago in the 80s, I believe it was. And some of this other stuff that has happened, you know, Philando Castile, you know, all these people have been just... Everett Palmer, who voluntarily went to Pennsylvania to resolve a DUI warrant that he had. He went there. This is last year. Went there voluntarily and wound up dead. And not just that, now to add insult to injury, they removed his brain, his throat. What the hell you need with a brain? They didn't have a brain, but a brain, the throat, and his heart. What do they need that for? Why is that part of the autopsy? If he wasn't shot, you can take a look at the picture of the brother. You can see that he was in shape and everything. He wasn't shot. Why would you need his brain? They say he started banging his head on the wall. Just an excuse after excuse. Sandra Bland, the same thing, goes to jail, dies. And so many other people go to jail and die, and nothing happens. Everybody's all up in arms about CP5. I've met Yusuf Salam. I've met the brother. He's cool and everything. You know, and I don't take nothing away from them. They suffered a great injustice. But there's been many, 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 many other injustices. So why is everybody focusing on the Central Park Five? There's many other injustices that have taken place over the years. No, I did not watch the Central Park Five. No. I did not watch R. Kelly either. I did not watch it. Now, maybe at some point down the road, after the fur is stopped flying, yeah, I may watch the Central Park Five. But no, I haven't watched it. Well, why? Why? Wanda Willie Wilson asked me, did I watch it? Why should I watch it? For what reason? I mean, I'm well informed on the historical aspect and what happened back then to Donald Trump full page ads. And, you know, he was the drum major for conviction. We know Linda Fairstein. We know that they snookered, scared, coerced, forced, whatever it was, those young boys into admitting. We know Linda Fairstein was the ringleader as far as getting the conviction, because it was about a white Wall Street banker woman in the park, and you damn well better get a conviction, because how's that going to look, that a white Wall Street worker gets raped and whatever happened to her mug, Central Park jogger. How's that going to look? So the fix was in. They were conspiring to get a conviction, and they did. And these young men were afraid, and they were bullied probably into confessing, and this is what happened. So I don't really have to watch it. A minute and a half after the program. But there's a lot of other things that have happened. That's my point, Wanda Wilson. Thanks for watching. Tyrone, all the other people, Councilman Velez, City of Patterson, Fifth Ward, doing a great job. Mayor Keith Kazmark of Woodland Park, who's doing a great job as well. And all the folks who check out the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, it wouldn't happen like that again. Now they just kill you. Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on now. See, they couldn't kill him because they needed him alive to be sentenced. You can't sentence a dead person. So they couldn't kill him. They had to keep him alive. 48 seconds are left to the program. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's about to break out of here and go watch the Warriors hopefully beat the Canadian Toronto Raptors. I'm an American. Yes, I am. Anyway, there's 36 seconds left to the program. So I want to thank you all, everybody. I'm not apologizing for Mark Zuckerberg. Let him apologize on his own. Complain to him. Good night, Wanda Woody Wilson, everybody who watched the Ron Kelly Show. We'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of this great program that you may not have heard. And I'll leave you with this. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much, everybody. I am done.